Peace and blessings. Taco Tuesday is Bucks Day. Enjoy the Styles P and enjoy today's podcast. Tuesday, April 23rd.
Glad you guys came out. This is great. No, they always trick black people to come somewhere to arrest them. They call it a sting, I think. We are, before I get to do what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to you for a little bit because, I don't know, white folks just went crazy. I don't know if you've seen Planet of the Apes. White people are on drugs, trust me. If you've seen it, it's a little scary, isn't it? But the little prostitute of ape looks like Joan Rivers. That made me laugh. They're living in real strange times. I mean, they've been looking for this little Jewish girl in Washington. You know, the one that's missing, which is scary. Because I, for my feelings, I just think she was pregnant. I just think it was her body that was a problem. Because they could have had her set up, murdered, raped, killed, all this stuff. But her body, she'll never be found. Because she was pregnant by Congressman Serial Killer. And you notice that white people have the complexion for the protection. They're always protected. When white people do dirt, there are excuses. They were molestless children. They were loners. They were a nerd. This is all you hear. You know, whenever white people get in trouble, that's what you keep hearing. Reasons why they're crazy. Black folks, niggas are just crazy niggas. But white people, there's an excuse for them. And this one white man they had on death row, you see, I mean, every day was an excuse. They couldn't kill that white man. He has a cold. We can't do it today. It may have been a mistrial. But this man has admitted just blowing up children, women and children. Them white people tried their best not to kill that white man. They just can't bring themselves to do it. They were marching, lighting candles, singing. It's against God. We've got to save them. Let there be somebody black on death row. This is what they do with the candle. This is reality. And that's why I'm having this love affair with the Chinese people. I am into Chinese people. Every time I see the Chinese, I kiss them. They're not as scared of white folks. I finally found a race that are not afraid of white people. I love the Chinese. They didn't give a damn. They weren't giving that plane up. Well, they finally sent it back in little Chinese puzzle pieces. But the white folks was over there all up in their face, you know. We want the plane back. Talking all that stuff. They even sent that black man, Paul, they sent him over there. They told him, he said, wait a minute, nigga, wait, I just submitted. The last nigga over here up in our face, we put on a box of rice. You better go on back to Washington.
Peace and blessings, everyone. This is DBJ. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. Taco Tuesday. Are we going to do tacos today, babe?
Possibly.
Okay, because we're going to take a walk. We could walk to Fresh Thyme or something and get some.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's Taco Tuesday, so we're going to probably do tacos. Hope everyone's doing well. So we're just in the lab. I'm on the laptop. Michelle's over there working. You could probably hear her typing and stuff. We got CNN on here watching the Donald Trump clown trial. This gag order hearing. Is it the gag order hearing?
Yeah.
So they're seeing to find out if he was in violation of the gag order. He's been violating all kinds. He can't shut his mouth. He hates that he's not in control, basically. You know what I mean? He's not used to people telling him, sit down, don't say nothing. That stuff's eating him up, trust me. Because I've been in courts, so I know how that goes. You just feel powerless. So I thought today we... Oh, that's some Miles Davis, too, by the way, in the background. Yeah, it's Jazz Tuesday as well. Yeah, that's a little Miles Davis for people that like jazz. So today I thought I would spend some time reading the Oath Keepers list. Now, they got a bunch of there's like different segments of it, right? I'm sure people have heard of the Oath Keepers. It's a white racist group, basically. I don't know how else to say it. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at them for doing it, because then I wouldn't be sitting here talking about it. All right. So that's how that's going to go. So anyways, we're going to read because there's a whole different groups, like different. There's like law people that, you know, law officials, people that work in like elected officials. They have law enforcement, just regular people. Military people, government officials, firefighters, people in the Navy. There's one guy in here that's from the National Guard, another guy from the Marine Corps. So, you know, just all over the place. Here's another one that was in the Air Force. You know, there's correction officers that are in the Oath Keepers. There's just where we're from, there's, well, three that have been identified. I think two of them were Milwaukee police officers, and one of them was a Bayside cop. So they're out here, and these are the people that we got to be amongst. And these are some of your family members and shit. You live with some of these people. I'm just saying, like, right, that's how that has to be. Because these people got family members, they have kids and wives and girlfriends and friends and all that shit. So you live with some of these people. That's just a fact, right? I don't live with anyone like that. I'm trying to stay away from these type of bitches. So we're going to read just the ones in law enforcement, because I figured I'm like, I should probably read the law enforcement ones, because those are the people that we have the best chance of coming in contact with on a daily basis. You know, I'm not gonna more than likely not come in contact with a government official on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hearing them talk shit. But the law enforcement people, because, you know, I'm on parole, so I got to deal with those people. I was in prison. I had to deal with those correction officers. So see, maybe people can start to understand why I say the things I say and I feel the way I feel about certain shit. Because I know some of these people that were telling me when to eat, shit, sleep. The ones that were telling me, oh, I'll see you in 6 months when you get out and all that shit. When I'm leaving prison, telling me I'll see you in 6 months type bullshit. Those are the people that I'm talking about. Okay? So I'm going to read this little caption real quick, and then we'll get to the list. As of August 8th, 2022, COE has identified 373 individuals in the Oath Keepers. Hold on, let me turn the music down just a touch. Okay. It says, as of August 8th, 2022, COE has identified 373 individuals in the Oath Keepers database who we believe are currently serving in law enforcement agencies across the country. Now, this is just from 2 years ago. That ain't not even 2 years ago. Yeah, well, getting close to 2 years ago. Still, that ain't a long time ago. This number is far higher than any previously identified number of extremists within law enforcement. For comparison, a COE report released in 2021 identifies 76 cases, 73 of which were unique, in which extremists were found to be serving in law enforcement. So that's what I'm saying, man. These would be the people that are pulling you over. I'm saying everyone pulling black people over, pulling white people over. Because like me and Michelle talked about earlier, like if you're white and poor, you get pulled over by a cop, a white cop, he don't give a shit about you. You might as well be black. You're wondering why you're driving that beat up ass car and shit and why you got a Newport hanging out your mouth. Says, among the 373 law enforcement employees, COE identified individuals holding a variety of positions, including officers, detectives, sergeants, lieutenants, and captains. However, COE also identified individuals who we believe are currently holding senior leadership positions within their respective agencies, including at least 10 chiefs of police and 11 sheriffs. Damn, baby, you hear that? Mm-hmm. So they're saying at least 10 police chiefs and 11 sheriffs are racist, and they're running their, you know, the cop shops, man. These are the people you got, you know, in the meeting and shit when they're doing roll call and shit and they're giving them their assignments and shit. Oh my goodness, man. That's nasty. In written comments provided to the Oath Keepers, some of those with ties to police agencies, including some who self-identified as members of law enforcement, offered to use their access or training to aid the Oath Keepers in a variety of ways. For example, some individuals offered to use their position to introduce fellow members of law enforcement to Oath Keepers' ideology to ultimately recruit them. That's fucked up. That's some fucked up ass shit. And they're worried about black and brown people protesting and shit and gathering people, you know, to protest and fight over like injustice and being locked up and all that kind of shit. And then you got these kind of people in there recruiting and trying to get people to be involved on straight garbage hate type bullshit. I can literally see that shit. One of the cops in the locker room with his buddy and shit, and he's testing his white buddy to see if he's, you know, if he's racist, seeing what type of shit he can say and all that. Oh, that's foul. Okay, so it says, so I'm going to read the list now. So Major Eben Bratcher, who works for the Yuma County Sheriff's Office, wrote, this is his words, and I quote, this is Major Eben Bratcher's words. Quote, I am currently the Patrol Bureau Commander for the Yuma County Sheriff's Office in Arizona. We have 85 sworn officers and border Mexico on the south and California on the west. I have already introduced your website to dozens of my deputies. Bratcher claims he left the organization several years ago because of the number of emails it sent. That's bullshit. So they're just online just fucking looking to add more hate and add more fucking members. You know what I'm saying? Like they're asking for donations for something legit. You know what I mean? They're just so casual with it too. Like you were saying, baby, how Donald Trump has emboldened, you know, a lot of that, those people that are like that to just say what they want and just be out there with it, like. Just totally just posturing up. Lieutenant Philip Mercurio, who works for the City of Pittsburgh's Public Safety Department, described himself as a firearms instructor who would spread the word to his students. In the wake of the Oath Keepers data leak, the lieutenant was reassigned to an administrator position pending investigation. So once again, another Oath Keeper member, his name is Philip Mercurio. He used to work at, or still does, at the Pittsburgh Public Safety Department. A member of the Idolu. It's I-D-A-L-O-U. I don't know if that's a typo. No, it is. It's in Texas. I thought maybe they meant to say Idaho. But it's I-D-A-L-O-U. Police Department in Texas wrote that he was assisting and encouraging fellow officers to keep their oath via presentations information. A member of the Cookeville Police Department wrote in a comment, "Recruitment of local police officers." So these are all quotes from these individuals. Others advertised their backgrounds and skill sets in the written comments, highlighting the numerous ways in which members of police agencies could be of the use to the Oath Keepers. Anaheim Police Department Sergeant Michael Lynch wrote that he has a wide variety of law enforcement experience, including undercover operations, surveillance, and SWAT. Quote, he says, this is Sergeant Michael Lynch's words. He says, I am also a member of the executive board for my police labor association. Lynch claims that he did not renew his membership because there was no local chapter and he did not get anything out of it. That's bullshit. These people are getting popped and found out and then they're trying to act like they didn't have nothing to do with it. A corrections officer in New York wrote, remember I was just talking about correction and these COs and shit like that? Because a lot of times when people become COs, correction officers and shit like that, they really want to be police officers. That's just a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying? So they already had that mentality like that we hate criminal type bullshit. So they already going, So a corrections officer in New York wrote, this is his words. As I am not sure what specific areas you are looking for, I am not sure how to answer. However, I have firearms training, first responder, CPR/AED, and the usual training associated with being a corrections officer. A sergeant from the Maumee Police Division, that's M as in Mary, A-U, M as in Mary, E-E, Police Division in Ohio, told the group that he is interested in local rallies. As far as talents, I am a trained gunsmith and certified armor on a few weapon systems, but I also have computer skills for above average web applications. And that was said by a sergeant from the Maumee Police Division. Marley, stop scratching the couch. A Missouri-based corrections officer wrote, oh, wait, I just read that one. Sorry about that. Here's another corrections officer. A correction officer for the Iowa Department of Corrections wrote, Iowa, I have been an IDOC firearms instructor for the last 16 years. So they're like just basically like telling these people like their qualifications and shit. And if you notice, it's all where they love talking about weapons. White people love their guns, man. They do. They love guns more than anyone. I don't care what anyone says or how you feel about it. They love them fucking guns, man. And they start loving them early. They can't wait till they turn 18 to go buy one. They're like waiting outside the store and shit. A member of the Greenville Police Department in South Carolina wrote, I am a certified firearms and patrol rifle instructor with the Greenville Police Department. I don't have many talents. I know they do. A lot of times they'll be dumb too. They think because they can work with their hands and fix things and all that shit, they think they're doing something. They'll be dumb as a box of rocks. I'm going to read that again. A member of the Greenville Police Department in South Carolina wrote, I am a certified firearm. This is out the mouth of this Greenville Police Department. He said, I am a certified firearms and patrol rifle instructor with the Greenville Police Department. I don't have many talents, but I do believe I have the skill of public speaking. Okay. I'm going to see if I can get some more names. Ooh, we'll go on to the U.S. military next. Okay, so I skipped to Wisconsin, right? Because you can go on the map on this list. This list that I'm reading from is from the A, D as in David, L website. A, D as in David, L website. And you can click on like every state, right? And it'll give you the official numbers of the total number of Oath Keepers, the total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state. Okay, so you just go on there and just click on the state, and it'll give you all the information. So Wisconsin, where me and Michelle live, so the total number of Oath Keepers signups in the state of Wisconsin is 609. Y'all hear me? Six. So there's 609 at least. These are just the people that are signed up under this group. There's other just racist people out there as well, right? So 609 at least. And out of those, well, they just broke it down, right? Obviously. But so they're saying there's six elected officials that are officially signed up Oath Keepers here in Wisconsin. Four law enforcement. I read three of their names on an earlier podcast. We're going to see if we can find another one. One military, three first responders. That's not good, because those are firefighters and paramedics and shit like that. I would not want one of them responding to me and I'm about to die, and he just lets me die and shit. Yeah, so I don't want them around. So it says total within these professions, 14. That's a lot. That is a lot of people. So just keep in mind, them numbers are low too, because there's always people that they don't know about, you know what I'm saying, that slip through the cracks. Here, let's go to some surrounding states of people, neighboring states. We're not going to mess with Minnesota, because for some reason, we ain't had one download from Minnesota yet. I don't understand that shit. We got people listening from damn near everywhere in the country, throughout the world. We got people from Canada, Sweden, New Guinea. How do you pronounce that?
Papua New Guinea,
Singapore, Ontario, Canada. Yeah, we got people from all over the place. New York, Cali, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New York. Where else do we got from? Colorado, Virginia, Nebraska. We got a lot of people from Nebraska. I keep saying I was so surprised at Nebraska, because I know there's not a lot of black people in Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of odd to me. But I'm loving it. We got a ton of people from Florida listening, South Carolina, Texas. We finally got someone tuning in from Arizona. Where else do we got people from? Oh, we got Mississippi. I'm looking at the list right now. Mississippi, like I said, Virginia, Georgia. And, oh, Colorado. Yeah, so we're all over the place, but for some reason, no one from, we got Mississippi as well. But we have nobody from Minnesota. Do they not get Spotify or Podbean or something? I don't know, sums up with that. I just think that's weird. But yeah, we're booming everywhere else. Yep. So let's see, we're gonna click on Illinois and see what theirs is like. Okay, for Illinois, the total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state is 883. So my Illinois peeps, y'all saying, this is from the ADL list website. I'm not making these up. I'm not rounding or averaging none of that shit out. This is from the ADL website, and this is the Oath Keepers database leaked information and numbers. And keep in mind, a lot of these people are just putting themselves out there, just voluntarily saying that they're in this shit. So they don't even give a shit, man. That shows you how least that they think of black and brown people, that they're just willing to just come out here with that bullshit and just be all like that. That shows you how much power they know that we don't have. And ain't nothing we can do about it. And well, it's something, this, I'm doing what I can. Total number of Oath Keepers signups in the state, 883. So you guys in Illinois have three elected officials and Oath Keepers, 21 law enforcement, two military, 10 first responders. So total within these professions is 36. Ouch. Be careful, Illinois. Okay, now I'm gonna pull up Michigan. Oh yeah, we got a lot of people in Michigan, don't we, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Michigan is showing us mad love. Thank you, Michigan. So, total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of Michigan, damn, 855.
They have a, definitely like an issue, which is interesting because Michigan also has a lot of,
A lot of what, baby?
They have a lot of immigrants there.
Because of the passageway and all that? Because of kind of how the upper peninsula?
But I know that there is a lot of... The governor was on CNN like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
I love her. And then,
Speaking of her, remember them white guys were trying to fucking kidnap and took. There's another example. I think they got off.
And she said that they have a large,
Gretchen something.
Yes, they have a large, I want to say like Palestinian community and Sikh.
Okay. Oh, the Sikh, yeah, okay.
And
did some white guy shoot up the Sikh temple here in Wisconsin? Yep.
Yeah, in Oak Creek. Eastern community.
Yeah. Shout out Michigan. Okay, so y'all, total number of Oath Keepers and signups in you guys' state is 855. One elected official, four law enforcement, two military, and three first responders. So then they're just saying the rest are just, you know, regular community members. That's a lot of bodies moving around hating people. 855, y'all. Remember, those are lowball numbers. Those are lowball numbers. Let's see, we're gonna go to Indiana next. My born state. So I'm gonna pull Indiana up. Okay. Yeah, shout out my East Chicago, Hammond, Gary, you know what I'm saying? Family. I got a cousin, my cousin Cynthia, if you're listening down there. Love you. All right, so total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of Indiana, the Hoosier state. Elected officials, 6. Law enforcement, 9. 3 militaries, 5 first responders. So they're saying 23 total in those professions. So they're saying y'all got close to 700 Oath Keepers roaming around there in your state. Be careful of them. Be careful. Be on the lookout. Let's see. So we'll close out Indiana. Yeah, baby. I don't know what's up with Minnesota. They must don't like us. Okay, we will go to Iowa, because we got some Iowa people too. Shout out our Iowa people that are listening. We appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. We really, truly do. So for Iowa, total number of Oath Keepers signups in the state of Iowa is 330. Like, who are they fucking hating though? There's nothing but white people out there. Don't be mad, y'all. There's a lot of white people out there. You guys know it. You, I'm just saying. 330 signups total within. So they're saying no elected officials are in the Oath Keepers. They have 6 law enforcement, no military, no first responders. So they're saying basically 324 of the Oath Keepers are just regular people in Iowa. Holy shit. So that sounds about right, man. Yeah, I don't want to live in Iowa. I appreciate the handful of cool white people that are listening and a couple brothers down there that are probably listening. We appreciate you. Be careful down there though. And now I'm just gonna go to, I'm gonna go out to a big state because I know California's probably got tons of them. Cali. California has the total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of California is 3,077. 4 elected officials, 24 law enforcement, 12 military, 9 first responders. Excuse me. Ouch. That's why we're talking about California shit. That's why we're like making sure, like checking places and all that stuff to make sure, you know what I mean? The diversity and all that, and like complaints as far as hotels and B&Bs and all that shit like that. I ain't trying to go out there and have a horrible time. So let's see, we'll go on another state here and just see what's up. We'll check New York. I know New York's got to be flooded with them. Okay, so New York. Wow, they don't, there's, I mean, it's a lot, but I thought it would be even more. So the total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of New York is 1,996. Five elected officials, 45 law enforcement, no military, no first responders. So they're saying there's a total of 50 within those professions in New York. That seems kind of low to me. We're going to go out to Oregon. This will be the last one I'm going to do. And I think it's going to be time to get some food. So Oregon, total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of Oregon is 875. They got two elected officials, nine law enforcement, one military, and six first responders. So for a total of 18 sign-up Oath Keepers in that profession. And that's the state of Oregon, or Oregon, whatever y'all want to call it. Yeah. And since we're here, we'll click on, I'm interested to see what some of these, I'm going to click on Montana once. So Montana, total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of Montana is 449. Once again, this is from the ADL website. AD as in David L website. This is all Oath Keepers, the white racist group. This is all the leaked database information and all that stuff. So total number of Oath Keeper signups in their state of Montana is 449. Two elected officials, two law enforcement, one military. So they're saying five total within that profession. Always keep in mind, them numbers are low. The numbers are always going to be low. Oh, well, since I clicked on Kansas, I didn't even try to, but I clicked on Kansas. So the total number of Oath Keeper signups in the state of Kansas is 373. They're saying no elected officials, one law enforcement. I mean, shit, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, in these, like, place like Kansas, where there's majority of white people anyways, the law enforcement Oath Keeper people is going to be a lower number. Because who are they being racist against? There's no, there ain't very many black people around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, those numbers are going to be more in just, like, the general public numbers. And so it says in three military. Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out, like racism in the military and stuff like that, because that's totally an area where like everyone needs to be one and be fighting together, you know what I'm saying, and on the same page type of shit, especially when you're at war and stuff and all that. So yeah, that's really sad to see racism in the military like that. Because it's not like sports where you can fucking just not like your teammate because he's white or he's black, but you don't really got to deal with him. You're just playing a game together and you can just go home, they go, you know what I'm saying? You're only dealing with them in moments. So, yeah. So that's what's up with that. I think I'm going to have a cigarette. If y'all are cool with that, I'm going to just keep letting the jazz play for a minute. I'll do that for a second. I'll turn it up a touch. There you go. Go get a cigarette. Enjoy the music. Excuse me. Baby, I am getting hungry. Do you want to go get something to eat or something, maybe? Get our walk in. Maybe not right this minute, though. I'm going to have a cigarette. Yep, so like I was saying earlier, if anyone is interested in sponsoring our podcast, now you got to be legit. Like, we're not just going to be just messing with people just to, because this really is like the second time that I put this out there. I said it this morning too. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm real leery about getting like inboxes or just messages on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I have trust issues with that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to really be clicking on that stuff and accepting like requests and all that stuff, because I don't really trust that. So if anyone's interested in sponsoring our show, you know what I mean? A sponsor promote type deal, willing and dealing. As long as your company is reputable, you've been doing your thing for a minute. Like, I don't want to mess with somebody and then they're out of business in 3 months, because I don't want to have to go back and take down podcasts and reissue. That's too much work. So if you're legit, no Trump stuff, no Republican stuff. I'm just letting you know what it is. No Republican stuff, no Trump stuff. I'm not supporting any of it. But if you have a company or business, I don't care what it is, as long as it's legit, you know what I'm saying, and you like what you're hearing and you support our content for the most part and shit like that, then we can will and deal. You know what I'm saying? So hit that number up, 262-385-3219. That's the second line. Just leave a text message. I'm El Pronto type guy. I'll get back to it. Or leave a voicemail. But so I'm just gonna say that again. So you know what I'm saying? If you are interested, maybe you're looking, you know, check out the podcast, make sure you like what you're hearing, so we're both on the same page and we're supporting each other, okay? So if anyone's interested in that, hit that number up. Or email me at D as in David, VJohnson73@Yahoo, or you can go on the Podbean or Spotify, and we have the email address on there as well. So we have ways for y'all to get in touch with us if you're interested. And with that, I think I'm gonna finish this cigarette, pour some coffee, talk to Michelle for a few minutes, and I'm sure we'll be back with y'all later. Go Bucks. They got a nice win. It don't look like Giannis is playing tonight, but I feel like they're going to beat Indy. I see a 4-1. I see it being 4-1 Bucks. And then we'll be on to the next round. Yep, that New York game was real good last night. We were sitting there watching the game and shit, and it looked like Philly was going to win, and then we were shutting down the TV. We were about to go to the room and stuff. Went in the room, all of a sudden the New York Knicks were winning, all in like a span of like a minute. So that was good. Lakers went down by a buzzer beater. Jamal Murray hit a last second buzzer beater. That was good shit. So yeah. So I'm looking forward to the games tonight. Go Bucks. Pfizer Forum should be, you know what I'm saying, should be jumping. Y'all, the crowd needs to be a little more hype at Pfizer Forum. So I know that sometimes at Pfizer Forum, the crowd only gets excited when like a good play happens or something. Y'all need to stay rowdy the whole time, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, with that, I'm gonna get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your day. We might catch up with y'all again later. Enjoy the weather here. If you're here in Milwaukee, it's supposed to be 70 today, but excuse me, I got a cigarette in my mouth. But then tomorrow it's only gonna be like 45. So definitely enjoy today's weather. And then I think the weekend is supposed to be good too. What were you talking about doing this weekend, baby? You said the weather was gonna be good. You were talking about we should go. Was it? Because we've been talking about going to zoo now for the last couple weekends. we have no energy. Yeah, but I'm going to get out here. Excuse me. Babbling or whatever. So I hope the information was, was good. Hope I read it okay. And, so you guys can go look that up, though. This is the Old Keepers membership data roll. And this is from the ADL website. So with that, peace. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Hope you enjoy it and have a great day.
Peace. Go get some tacos. Simone, she's coming to Milwaukee too, to the rep theater. Cheryl and I are going to that.